confidence is to be a boldness to know God lives inside of me. Christ made the way. He's going to take care of me. He's going to answer these prayers. Can you really see where the enemy absolutely, without question, wants to discourage you? Can you get that? Do you understand that you have to recognize, even if it's coming from your spouse or your children or a teacher or a pastor, anyone else, if that is coming at you, you need to recognize it for what it is and not attack the person, but say, I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm not going to be discouraged. Now, 2 Timothy, let me try 4. Okay, this is Paul speaking to Timothy. Remember, Timothy is this young person he's discipling. He says, I solemnly witness before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, he being about to judge the living and the dead at his appearance and in his kingdom, that we are to preach the word, we are to be urgent in season, out of season, we are to convict. Let me tell you this first. I was sitting there and I said, Lord, I know that I have released discouragement at times. But I was just trying to bring correction. I was just trying to warn. I was just trying, how can I help people and be led? And I look how Paul did it. And I even look at how you did it, Jesus. So is there a way to, can I actually encourage people and still warn them and convict them? And then he gave me this scripture, which is too cool. And then he says, then I solemnly witness before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, he being able to judge the living and the dead at his appearance and at his kingdom, that you're to preach the word, you're to be urgent in season and out of season, you're to convict, you're to warn, and you're to encourage with all long suffering and teaching. There's going to be a time, which we're already living in, when people will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own lust, they will heap upon themselves teachers who tickle their ears. They will turn away from truth, and they'll turn to myths. But you be clear-minded in all. You suffer hardship. You do the work of an evangelist. You carry out your ministry. And he's talking to Timothy here. But do you see them? So I said, wow, God, I can warn and I can help bring conviction into people's lives because that's what you put in my heart to do. Teach me to do that and always do it with a spirit of encouragement and not discouragement. And I want everyone to let God deal with your own hearts because I know probably more than likely many of you have used discouragement when you're trying to warn or convict your children or when you're trying to help a spouse see areas where they're blind or an employee or an employer. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like your intention was, I want to help them to do this right. But there's actually a spirit of discouragement that the enemy will try to release using you. If the enemy wants to discourage somebody, he's going to really try to use people in authority. I mean, I had some teachers that were horrible. I mean, I had some teachers that literally called me dumb. Now, I was a fighter, so I would have to show them. But that wasn't the correct way to do it because that same spirit, if they released that on someone else, that person would give up, drop out of school, and think they were dumb. I went on to make, an A just to prove to them I could. And that's what they were kind of after. But what if I had been a person who believed them and dropped out of school? And if you notice true prophecy, people only prophesy from their relationship with God. And people only prophesy with the faith that they have. And people can only prophesy with really how much word of God they've placed in them and how much he's changed their heart. That's why some prophets, we don't have pure prophecy yet because we're all being matured. But when you really see God use somebody and he bypasses their thinking, he's always so kind. I think I've learned my most about being encouraging is hearing the Lord correct people. He's always so kind. If you have someone talking to you, telling you how horrible you are and blah, 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 and it's not the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit doesn't talk to you like that. This is really good right now. Lots of you listen to a spirit of discouragement that talks in your own head. You don't even need a person to help it out. Are you getting this? You need to shut that voice up. That is a spirit to take away your confidence in who you are in Christ Jesus. That's a spirit to try to destroy your walk with God and your peace and destroy all your relationships. You need to cast down those thoughts. You need to renounce that thing. You need to break its power. Say, spirit of discouragement, I don't want to hear from you anymore in Jesus' name. When somebody speaks to you discouraging, you need to stand up in love and don't be discouraging back. And you need to say, well, you know, that's not very encouraging, but I understand what you're trying to say. And then repeat it back in an encouraging way. Because we have to take warnings. We have to take convictions. We need correction. It's really part of what Holy Spirit wants to do, and He will do that through people who care about you, led by His Spirit. But it can be done in such a way, it's still painful, right? When you hear that you're wrong, especially if you've got stubbornness and stiff-neckedness and everything else, and, bleh, and you're just full of nasties and you're blaming everybody for everything, you're a difficult person for somebody to try to speak to help you. But God holds it over there. God holds it. God holds me responsible to say what He wants me to say. Whether you're going to receive it or not. You can look through scripture. I think it's Ezekiel. Over and over, God would tell them, go tell them this. And God goes, I know they're not going to receive it. But if you don't tell them, the blood's going to be on your hands. In other words, I'm going to hold you as accountable for what's wrong in their life as I'm going to hold them. So basically saying, look, I'm not asking you to choose if you want to say this or not. I'm telling you to say this. And God will have you say things to people who have absolutely no intention of receiving it. Why? Because when they stand before the Lord on Judgment Day, He's going to pull you up there and He's going to say, didn't she tell you this? Why didn't you listen? God wants to be able to pull somebody up and say, didn't they tell you about salvation? Yeah, but I thought, man, they seem so self-righteous and they thought other people weren't good. Guess I could listen to all that baloney. He's going to say, no, I didn't ask you that. I said, did this person come to you and tell you about me? And then when you're going to have to say, yes, sir, because there's going to be gigantic angels all around you, and you will bow your knee. Talk about fear and trembling. Don, I talk about the day. I believe the day of judgment, the Bible says a day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. I think judgment day is going to be about 1,000 years. You know, you watch this, not that you do, but if you ever watch court TV or anything like that, and you hear the people's lame answers and you see, can you imagine people standing before God and having to give account for every word they've ever said that they did not repent of? It's going to take some time. It's going to be fun watching I want to get through fast and quick. I come on Tuesday nights because I want my judgment to happen here. I want God to break my heart here. I want God to get the stuff out here. So when I stand before Him, everything has been repented of for real and I've turned from it. Repentance is not just saying, oh God, I got caught, I'm sorry. Repentance is getting it the way God wants you to get it, to where you will never do it again. You will never drink again alcohol if you truly, I'm talking about if you're an alcoholic or, you know, you will never get, if you really get how much the enemy's trying to destroy you, how much it's destroying your wife, how much it's destroying your children, how much it's trying to destroy your finances. If you ever get how evil that thing is trying to destroy you, how the Satan is using that thing to ruin your life, you know, when you get that and you come in agreement with God against it and you really repent and there's not even an issue about it anymore, then you've really repented. Guess what? It's not going to come up on Judgment Day. One reason I believe everyone's going to go through judgment like the Bible says, because every hidden thing is going to come out. Whether you think OJ killed that lady or not, guess what? On Judgment Day, every detail will be made known. Unless you truly repent. But if you do something horrific, you're going to have to go and make it right. I personally would rather go to jail than stand before God a hypocrite. I'd rather just trust God to work however He has to work it. Amen? Do you see what I'm saying? Nothing is going to get by God. People think, you know, we don't understand. This is an awesome God. Here's the cool thing about Jesus Christ. In His righteousness, if I stay in God's will and I get righteous in God's righteousness and I let Holy Spirit deal with whatever He wants to deal with, how He wants to deal with it, guess what? When I get up there, I'm really believing, well done, good and faithful servant. Come on into the kingdom. Look at the joy. Look at all this. But what about judgment? Wow, let's see. All I see is a clean slate. Yes. What about those guys? Oh, they never really let me deal with them. It's going to be a little painful. I'm going to wipe away every tear. We're going to work this thing out, but I'm going to sit back. Anyone who's ever accused you or done anything against you and doesn't really get that right and make that right, before all of heaven, the truth is going to come out. That's why you don't have to fight your battles here. That's why you forgive. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. That's why you put it in the hands of God. That's why you don't let the devil eat you with it, discourage you, cause bitterness. It's not worth it. And mainly because there's grace to get above it for real. How do you know if you've gotten free? Because you don't think about it all the time. You don't talk about it all the time. You don't blame people all the time. It's like when God really heals you, it's gone. And if you do share it, it's in a testimony way. If you do see that person, you really want to hug them because God gives you an understanding where they're coming from. You want a good marriage? You want to really be able to raise your children? Ask God to help you see things from their perspective.